This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your chance to talk to Robert Tosh Plumlee, 800-259-9231. I'm glad that our reporters realize how big this interview is. Leanne McAdoo is hosting the nightly news tonight. She just ran in here and said, can you ask Robert Tosh Plumlee, who got cut off by the break, to repeat that so there's not music playing over it? Absolutely. To restate what he said. I had asked the question, and I'll do it again right now and go to him. Robert, they're clearly throwing Hillary under the bus now. Now they're saying in the Washington Times Obama is, quote, torpedoing her campaign. I think she's a vile, horrible person, but clearly you're non-political. You've said you want the truth of Benghazi to come out. A, do you agree with me that it looks like she's in deep trouble and they may be getting ready to flush her? And then B, why would they be doing that right now, Tosh Plumlee?
Well, we're in a diversion right now, zeroed in on Clinton and emails that were taken, classified emails that were taken out of the deal. The reason that they're zeroing in on this dog and pony show and the Trump and all this and stuff is simply for one reason, my opinion, and also documented. The Benghazi murder massacre was only because the ambassador found out about a very secret international gun running operation that it involved U.S. Stinger missiles, and he had the opportunity to purchase those Stinger missiles back to get them off of the international market. So he could buy those Stinger missiles back. This is classified information that I'm talking about. This is the kind of information that is in those skiffs. Now, he had an opportunity to buy that back. So they was told to stand down. Shortly after that, he's dead. The reason that she's being thrown under the bus and the reason for this diversion is that they will not let us get into the fact that the ambassador had uncovered this, a gun-running operation, and was asking the U.S. State Department how he should handle it. What should he do with this information that he had received from on-the-ground, boots-on-the-ground informants, some of them American, some of them NATO. If you remember, NATO went in to those Libyan bunkers to clear them out. Where did those weapons go, and what were those weapons? This is what they don't want us to know.
And you also use the term secret government. Repeat that. Talk about the secret government and how it operates.
Well, we have a segment, and I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff and so on like that, but we have a situation that goes all the way back to before Kennedy that has been gradually, I call it the American slow coup d'etat. We have an element, whether it be international, whether it be whatever, and I don't get into all that kind of stuff, but we have a situation that has been developing for years, a slow and gradual infiltration into the CIA, into various political organizations. And it is like a secret government within itself. They manipulate. They are the gatekeepers. They stop information like what I'm talking about. They tried to stop me for a lot of years, but that's the problem right now. So now this situation of exposing this gun-running operation that goes all the way back to at least Iran-Contra, and that's what Iran-Contra is, same M.O., you get an operation going, you operate it, you tweak it, you dust it off, you put it on the shelf, and then at the proper time, you bring that operation back, you modify it a little bit, and you put it back out in the field for operatives like me to carry out, or others. So, again, back to why you asked me what they're doing. They're throwing Hillary under the bus. They're giving us a dog and pony show. They're contaminating, they work for our news sources. They won't let senior editors ask certain questions. The three questions that I just asked to ask Hillary Clinton, why doesn't our mainstream media just ask her those three questions?
Sure, this is obviously the scandals tied to Benghazi. Why won't they put the horse with the carriage?
So to sum it up, what you just said, to sum it up in one sentence, the cover-up is international gun running into Benghazi that got an ambassador murdered. Not murdered, massacred. massacred.
All right, stay there, Tosh. We're coming back with phone calls straight ahead in Overdrive, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Tosh Plumlee is our guest. I want to go to loaded phone calls for him here in just a moment. Former CIA contractor, whistleblower on Benghazi. Other points you'd like to add before we go to these calls, Robert?
Just other than to sum it up, that we talked about this as an allegation, what, 3 years ago, two and a half, 3 years ago? And now, it's all those allegations from two and a half, 3 years ago that was out here on your program have now been confirmed from more than one source, from multiple sources, and including mainstream media, who has been extremely reluctant over the years to even touch this stuff because of gatekeepers that imposed upon them, the senior editors, that keep good reporters from doing their job, reporting this stuff. This information that I'm talking to you on your camera eyeball to eyeball about has been out there. It's been out there for 3 years. It's been vetted. It's been vetted by military sources and pilots that actually flew those guns and ammunition to Jordan and Turkey and CIA annex and Libya. Jim Mars, a friend of mine, has written about it. He was on your program. We talked about it. The direct commercial sales program has been a cash cow for political interest in this country. A lot of people don't know what the direct commercial sales program is.
Well, it's got to be great for her. She runs the State Department That's third world countries, foreign countries, dictators pay her money to her foundation, and then she takes the restriction off or secretly ships the weapons.
Well, here's the deal, right? And that she uses that as, or they, somebody uses that as a cutout. But the point being is those weapons are, and the direct commercial sales program and the Blue Lantern report that authorized weapons sales to foreign countries is controlled and monitored by the U.S. State Department. So therefore, when someone makes an application to ship high-impact weapons from the U.S. arsenal, they have to get approval. There's forms to fill out. Foreign interests are involved. They have to make sure they're not tied with a foreign country in order to get approval by the State Department to ship those arms out of this country or take those arms out of our arsenal. In this case, we ship hundreds of thousands of arms to Libya. When the Libya fell, those arms are in bunkers. We sent, according to the Washington Post, confirmed what I told you, we sent CIA contractors to those safe houses, to the bunkers and the safe houses, to remove those weapons. What were they trying to remove them for? I mean, why didn't they same C-130s? Why didn't those C-130s fly those weapons back to this country instead of taking them to the CIA annex and then also putting them on a ship from Tripoli and going into radical hands? For instance, John McCain, and I have nothing against John McCain. Real fast, I know we're on time element here.
Yeah, he's attacked you.
Yeah, he attacked me right out, saying something about I said when the question was raised about missiles. He also said pigs fly and the sun rises in the west. Okay, I didn't attack that man. Oh, so why did that man make a statement? But 2 weeks, here's the facts. 2 weeks after that, photographed in brand new Toyota pickup trucks with a 50 caliber machine gun mounted on the back, slinging a U.S. made Stinger missile over their shoulder, flying the ISIS flag. Now, wait a minute. Come on. I didn't never say pigs fly and the sun sets in the west. I said simply this. ISIS has Stinger missiles, and they got them from Libyan bunkers. Period. Now, that should have been investigated by the U.S. State Department.
Well, it just shows that they think if you're the Attorney General or the Vice President or the President or the Secretary of State, you're allowed to commit crimes out in the open, and they're not invincible. It's like Nixon said, well, when you're president, something's not illegal when it's normally illegal. Well, that was proven wrong right there, and I think if Hillary falls, it's going to spread to others. I don't think they're going to be able to compartmentalize it, but I think they want to discredit her in case she shoots her mouth off, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to some calls. Let's talk to Wild Man in Texas. You're on the air with Tosh Plumlee. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, and God bless you both. Thanks to you all both for what you do. And as a matter of fact, I think the United States is in the toilet bowl and vortex of the toilet bowl flux as we speak, and it's like a giant alcoholic, and it's not going to get any better until we hit bottom. But my question for Mr. Plumlee is, in the Benghazi murders, at the hand of behest of Hillary Clinton and all the weapons that were took from those warehouses. A few months ago, you was on Alex's show, and you said you was going to go investigate the two training camps that ISIS has across the southern border in Mexico. And I was wondering, do you think that any of those weapons that was took from them warehouses ended up down there that will end up across the border here to be used against us?
Well, okay. Wild Man from Texas, you're not one of my relatives, are you? Okay. Back when we had this great big other diversion about little kids coming across the border and all this kind of stuff, that was a diversion to take us away from Fast and Furious. The training camps, what I meant about that was more than actual training camps, is that there was infiltration from Somalis coming across to the southern borders from Mexico and Guatemala, and they were bringing some of these pilfered weapons in through Mexico into the United States, into CIA safe or into ISA safe houses that was operating in Atlanta, Georgia, and Las Vegas. That was the story at that time. If you notice, it did not go anywhere because it was overshadowed about little kids that was bringing whooping cough.
Sure, and by the way, Joe Biggs got visited by the FBI, a reporter. They said they find the reports of Judicial Watch, who has the documents, very credible that there are ISIS bases over the Texas border, like you said, to fund operations with human smuggling as a business and weapons smuggling, because ISIS is an organized crime system.
Well, that's what's happening. We have breadcrumb. ISIS has breadcrumb strategic places throughout the world that is just like the Underground Railroad back in the Civil War days. You pass on, pass on, pass on. You break weapons down. You send them by piecemeal through little kids and backpacks. You send them with the drugs. Well, I take that back. You don't send them with the drugs because they're zeroed in on those drugs so much. They tell them by other ways. They just drive them across the border. You can't get a 50 caliber machine gun out of the United States and drive it across the Mexican border into Mexico, but you can get a 50 caliber machine gun out of Mexico into the United States.
Listen to this.
Extremely easy.
Joe Biggs and our reporters were down there just on July 23rd. And they were down there right on the Texas border, and a truck with like 10 different packages, probably marijuana, but it could have been weapons, anything, huge boxes, just loaded in a truck and drive away. And right as the drug truck comes up, the Border Patrol is parked 100 yards away. They drive off the other way. And Joe Biggs said it looked completely staged.
Well, there's all kinds. Now we're getting off into other things. But yes, there's all kinds of things. Border Patrol is... they have their hands full. There's damn good people in Border Patrol. In fact,
no, I know there is, but we also know some have been paid off.
Yeah, oh, yes, 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 sir. And there's a lot of them right here out of Las Cruces and around in Santa Teresa and others that are damn good. And they weed out their own. And there's also down in Piedras Negras and the Falcon Lake situation. They know what's going on down there. They understand that exactly. We had a meeting with intelligence unit here for the sectors. 2 years ago, it was written up in SalemNews.com about having a meeting with them to talk about exactly what we're doing right now. We warned them at that point that drones at that early date 3 years ago was carrying weapons across the border, dropping them. They wasn't carrying just drugs on and dropping them. They were using ultralights and all kinds of different things to pick them up and drop them across the border. We lost a very good Border Patrol guy by the name of... Well, we know who Terry was, and the Peck Canyon massacre, I call it. I mean, good gosh, we could go on and spend hours and hours and days of talking about what's been going on that border, and then that leads us into the political side of it and building great big walls and all that kind of stuff. But the point is this. Weapons have been coming, not going from Mexico, I mean from the United States to Mexico. There have been weapons coming from the Middle East through Guatemala, through Mexico.
Sure, Fast and Furious is a distraction.
Yes.
Small arms from the U.S. going into Mexico. The drug cartels mainly, for whatever reason, have a fetish with German weapons, is what I've read, and that's what they're buying, is full auto. They're not buying German full auto at gun shops here in the U.S.
The point is this. They're stashing these things, and they got training sites. If you want to call them training sites, they could be, or they're flop houses, or they're safe houses, and they're getting ready to do it. Whenever it is. Intelligence will tell you that. The information that I'm telling you right now is being assimilated in those skiffs that I mentioned earlier on your program. This is not supposed to be out to the American people. And you know why? Oh, they can't handle the truth.
That's right. We're skipping this break, going to the bottom of the hour in overdrive. Frank in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Tosh Plumlee.
Thanks, Wild Man. I'm sorry I didn't mean to get off on that.
No, you answered his question well. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, Mr. Thumley, I definitely want to tell you it's a great honor. I do have a question for you, and then I have some major intel I wanted to go over off-air with somebody from your staff, Alex. The question I have for you, Mr. Thumley,
no problem.
In my upbringing in New York, I had the chance to run across several people that on various levels have been in close contact with the Clintons over the years. What I'm getting from somebody very deep inside close to them is that the most potential damaging information within the emails that have been seized, or at least what they're looking for, has been satellite imagery as well as drone footage that followed the importation of the weapons into the Benghazi area, as well as everybody involved in the handling of them, as well as what they dubbed later on as being the protesters, which did lead to Ambassador Stevens' unfortunate end. I just was curious in your circles if you've heard anything of the same.
Well, when we're getting into satellite imagery, there was a lot of satellite imagery about weapons shipments going back and forth across the borders into Benghazi. In fact, the ambassador was responsible for alerting the State Department to that satellite imagery. That's what, in a way, is what started all this stuff.
And so that's why they sent the local security force that they admittedly had hired al-Qaeda to kill him to get rid of the evidence because they wanted to launch the next phase, bringing down Syria.
He was told to stand down on the information that he was passing to the State Department, and the question is, who in the State Department told him to stand down?
Gee, I wonder who was heading up the State Department.
Well, and also weapons shipments, and then also you look at campaign contributions. I may have slid a little Freudian slip there. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. But follow the money. If a person can get $2.5 million for talking, why aren't I getting $2.5 million for talking to you? A speaking engagement and all this kind of stuff. Why is it that secret monies and slush funds and secret bank accounts being filtered and cut out and going like that? What I'm trying to say, and again, I'm going to qualify, I don't have anything axe to grind against the Clintons. Oh, it's an operation. It's been an operation that's been going on for a long time. There's more people involved in this than just the Clintons than Hillary Clinton. The point being is that there's corruption at the highest levels, and they will sacrifice their own just like a wolf gnawing his leg to get out of a trap. In other words, that's where we're at right now with the Clintons. We got them fighting among themselves, gnawing at her leg to put her under the bus in order to save one thing. What's the motive? Follow the money, and also to stop what the ambassador had already reported to the State Department through proper channels, that there was Stinger missiles going to the radicals in Libya.
What are they going to do when the al-Qaeda people, who we know are wind-up toys of the shadow groups that they use to take our liberties, they use the threat to take our liberties, what are they going to do when they start shooting down Western airliners? How are they going to cover that up? Claim the Russians did it or something?
Well, sure, there's going to be another diversion to that. I mean, that could happen any time now. I mean, look, a Stinger missile shot down one of our helicopters and a lot of good men got killed. Okay, that's pushed under the rug. It wasn't a Stinger missile, it was an RPG. Wait a minute. Anybody that's been in the military that's ever fired an RPG knows it's damn near impossible to shoot a moving target, especially a helicopter with an RPG, even if the helicopter's flying 200 feet off the ground. I mean, that's a phenomenal feat, and would take someone that has been highly trained on an RPG in order to be able to pull that feat off. So it was shot down by a Stinger missile, and the ambassador knew it. He reported it. It went to, quote, a skiff, like a clearinghouse, to be evaluated. Did it have any merit? Were there any missing missiles? How come the missiles were photographed in the back of trucks? These are things that intelligence officers and intelligence people...
How come ISIS is in U.S. Special Forces Toyotas fitted here in the United States by the hundreds? How come they're driving around in U.S.-made MRAPs, which the Iraqis didn't even have? How come they've been photographed with the Stinger missiles in the back of trucks? Exactly. They were supplied by the State Department to be the army of the Saudi Arabian takeover.
Well, the State Department would use a cutout on that, but the point being, it was approved by the State Department to go to a subcontractor or a series of subcontractors to carry out and implement to get those deals in there. It's a money deal. It's not that they're saying, okay, we want to support ISIS to overthrow and cut people's heads off. No, we can make $500 million if we let them have that Toyota truck and if we let them mount that 50 cal or if we give them those Stinger missiles. The ambassador wanted to buy back those Stinger missiles for $50,000 a missile, and he was denied. Or would he stand down?
No, I hear you. That is just insane.
And who did that? The State Department did that. Now, did Hillary Clinton do that? I don't know. But ask her those three questions, and if
sure.
she says yes
sure.
or no, or they're classified, then I want to know why the ambassador
exactly.
was killed.
Let's move quick now. Thank you, Frank. Good points. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air. Quick question. I want to get a lot in now.
Okay. I'm sorry if I rattled.
No, you're great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question for Tosh Plumlee. What is his thoughts on the fact that Nate, it's pretty obvious that NATO is trying to pick a fight with Vladimir Putin, trying to start a, or trying to basically reigniting the Cold War. Because as far as I'm concerned, they can't sell us this fake war on terror. And so I was wondering, what is his thoughts on them trying to pick a fight with
the Putin? The new Cold War with massing troops and weapons all around Russia right now. That's official. Thank you, Anthony. Good question, Tosh.
Very good. Anthony, everybody right now, international saying, is jockeying for position. That's the whole thing. Why are they jockeying for position? Again, it's a money deal, the IMF, whatever you want to call it. So is Putin starting a war with NATO or the Ukraine? I mean, but when you get all through whatever their motives are, the bottom line is follow the money. Russia is broke. The United States is broke. The only way to solve being in poverty as a nation is to start a war, start a brush war, sell the weapons. That's where the money comes from. In other words, the reason they got into weapons and drugs is that there's a hell of a lot of money in drugs that can buy the weapons. But when you can buy the weapons and triple your money on the black market, it doesn't matter. Politics doesn't play in that.
Sure, well, it's one thing to sell AK-47s to Al-Qaeda. That's bad enough. To give them Stinger missiles just shows this elite is completely out of their minds. They'll never cover that up. Thank you so much, Tim. Great question. Or did I just hang up another caller? Is Tim next? Tim in FEMA Region 9. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Tosh and Alex. I'll make this quick. I was in Israel from 74 to 80, and I'm just saying that I was working there. When we came across information on Red Eye and Stinger missiles, close to 10 to 15,000 of them that had been brought into Libya, which subsequently wound up in Afghanistan when the Russian forces were there. And we turned all that information over to the Mossad and Shin Bet at that particular time. But it was so this has been going on for close to 30 years or more. And if I can state one more thing, is that we're not going to stop this. There's no way it can be stopped. The only thing that we can do is inform people. So that was basically my my comments on
well,
that.
Well, where do you think all this is going, and what is the point of giving Al-Qaeda, under all these new names, 400 Stinger missiles?
What it's, Alex, what it's about is, you see, in order to understand what's taking place in current events today, we must keep our eye on Israel and what's going to take place there. Because this all ties into biblical prophecy as to bringing this, because, you know, God is not going to allow this thing to go on forever. And his prophetic time clock is winding down. This is bringing us up to Ezekiel chapter 38, the battle of Gog and Magog, and the other nations, Gomer and all of her bands, which is Germany, the European Union, and so forth. They are marching towards this in order to bring in, to facilitate a new world order, a one-world government, which is satanically controlled.
I agree with you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know, I'm sorry to Jay and Michael and others. Tosh, you've got about a minute for closing comments. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, okay, I'm going to close up real fast here. This was exposed on your program, if you want to call it that, 3 years ago. It has now been vetted and confirmed. As far as Hillary Clinton, in my personal opinion, if they're going to put other people in jail that have done a lot less than her because of emails, then she should be indicted. No question about that. As far as the gun and arms deal, it's going to continue, like the gentleman just said. It's been going on for over 30 years. I've been involved in one way or another with this for damn near all my life. The only reason I'm out public is to protect my butt. That's all. I'm not out here making any money off this, doing that, so on like that. I wish I had a couple of Stinger missiles to sell right now. So I'm not any different than them, you know. So there we are, you know. So anyway, God bless you. Got all your listeners. If I can help, I'm there. That's the reason I opened up the Facebook page, is to bring all this information together into one place so that you, the public, can decipher it and vet it and then try to do something about it.
Well, Tosh, great job exposing this. because this is really important. I mean, it'd be one thing if somebody sold Stinger missiles to a friendly government. You don't sell them to Al-Qaeda. It's completely evil, and it shows how crazy the elite are. Nightly news tonight's going to be big. Thank you, Tosh. Great job, crew.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Joining us tomorrow is the niece of Martin Luther King, Dr. Alveda King, on the whole abortuary situation that is on record targeting black people, aborting 50%+ of those before they're even born. I'm going to be asking David Duke what he thinks about that when he joins us coming up in the second hour. How is it the left is targeting black people on record but then also using political correctness to try to end free speech. I'm going to ask him how he squares that up when I debate David Duke coming up in the next hour. Now, joining us now is an extremely informed individual who we've had on before, and I appreciate him joining us. Michael Maloof writes for WND.com, WorldNet Daily. He specializes in international political and economic analysis. Former senior security policy analyst at the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Maloof has almost 30 years of federal service, 23 of which he was in the Department of Defense. And I'm not going to go over all the stuff he was involved in special operations, secret operations, all the rest of it, the best-selling books he's written, because we've got him for a limited period of time. But I want to get him on for a full 45 minutes sometime on the nightly news to really walk through all this. But he wrote a story a few weeks ago that got a lot of attention. Ex-DIA chief, former general, says Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. And before we go to Mr. Maloof, I want to play a clip of this. In September, General Thomas McHenry admitted the United States helped build ISIS as a result of the Obama administration's backing some of the wrong people. But now there's been more admissions to all of this. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
And to sake of our viewers, in 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that, if you're worried about the rise of, quote-unquote,
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, I admire your frankness.
Very clear
subject.
What we were going to
let
face.
Let me just take one before we move on, just to clarify once more. You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around. You saw this analysis,
sure.
And you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
The administration turned a blind eye to your analysis.
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda,
well,
and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing. I'm sitting here today, Matty, and I can't tell you exactly what that is. And I've been at this for a long time.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Iran.
And that's General Michael T. Flynn, another general, basically saying the same thing. And the full article is in Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin, WND.com. Ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. Our guest Skype dropped. Do we have him back? Fantastic. Thank you. So ex-DIA chief Obama willfully allowed the rise of ISIS. Now, I know our audience knows this, but this is not getting out in the media. 2.5 years ago, it did get out, and our own military said we're not going to be part of being Al-Qaeda's Air Force. They changed the name to ISIS. They're trying to overthrow African countries. They've taken over Libya. They tried to take over. We're partially successful in Egypt. Saudi Arabia is backing them. Joining us to talk about the rest of the story is F. Michael Maloof. Thank you for coming on.
Not the best right now, but I will do my best.
All right. Well, thank you. I mean, how does the Obama administration think they can get away with this?
Well, they have been. They've been doing it for years. They've known about this for quite some time, and it goes back even to the period of the Bush administration when we were supporting the jihadists. To try to unseat the Shia influence in the Middle East. And it's just proliferated now, as General Flynn points out, that the idea was not, the rise of ISIS didn't occur just because we pulled out. But the reality is we were supporting jihadi groups to unseat and overthrow Assad. and by giving them arms and what have you over a period of time, and the Free Syrian Army, it all they dissipated and they became part of the jihadist groups. And as we saw in Afghanistan with the creation of the Mujahideen, it spread, and we, also the weapons spreading that we supported among Muslims in the period of Bosnia, when we were in Bosnia, that helped create, and today that now forms a major threat to Europe.
What is the strategy by the different camps in Washington to openly turn loose the most radical, vicious forms of Islam? What is the end-game strategy here?
I'm sorry, Alex, I'm not hearing you.
I understand we're having some Skype problems connecting with you.
We can go on the phone, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll probably have to keep you on Skype, but also have you patch in via phone. We're going to work on that right now with our guest today. Again, though, I understand that our audience is aware of this. I understand that our audience knows this, but the general public is ignorant on these facts. And now we have two high-level, recently retired generals, one of them who headed up the Defense Intelligence Agency, saying we followed orders to build up this group and basically create it. And we know that the rebels are ISIS, Al-Qaeda people. So, again, understand, when ISIS has blowback and attacks this country, it's not going to be on the news that our government helped create it. And, again, most people in the government don't like the fact that this is going on. The larger strategy, and I'll get Malouf's take on this as soon as we get connected to him via some audio, is to destabilize the Middle East, keep them in turmoil fighting with each other, balkanization, divide and conquer, and then use the threat that grows in those unstable states to menace Europe, menace Africa, menace Asia, menace the United States and Canada, Australia and New Zealand, so that that threat can then be used to set up the police state here domestically, which has already been done. And for me, this is the big central issue that we're dealing with on this front. Now, while we work on getting the guest on with us today, I wanted to just take some time out to remind viewers and listeners that InfoWars funds about 70% of itself outside sponsors. And that's a very good thing because it allows us to really make sure that what we're promoting and what we're pushing and selling is of the highest quality. And I've set out now with the 15 different products at InfoWarsLife.com to bring you the very best products out there. And we have a special that we ran for about a week, but it made us sell out of almost all of it. And I didn't want to sell out of colloidal silver, so we stopped the sale 2 weeks ago. We got more in, so I'm bringing the most successful sale we've ever had of silver back. It's time to get prepared for a limited time. Get our Silver Bullet colloidal silver for an impressive 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million. It is based on deionized water and stores for years. I decided to run this special to help you stock up on Silver Bullet for your preparedness supply at the lowest price out there. Whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Silver Bullet is, again, 30% off. All supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. And that's 30% off the $19.95 price. It's already one of the lowest prices out there. So that's just an insanely good special. Rod in Nacogdoches, Texas, had this to say: when the country comes unraveled, forget finding a doctor. Well, unless you can trade a chicken for a visit. I believe in staying healthy because you don't want to go down in a crisis situation. This should be a staple. You're preparing the stockpile. Thank you, Rod, for that good point. You're absolutely right on that front. Here's Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. This colloidal silver, in my opinion, is the best one on the market, or at least the best I have been able to find. its parts per million are the best I should find for the price. I stand with this product because it truly works and does some amazing things. My wife and I almost never get sick, but if we feel anything coming on, we double up on the silver and have beat it every time and stopped it in its tracks. Thank you so much for Patriot Horn in Crossville, Tennessee. And I'll tell you, it comes from the biggest top laboratory in the country. That's normally $25 to $29. It's private labeled under several other big names, sold by the biggest healthy food store in the country. We just private label it and discount it. It's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. You can go. Down in parts per million. I mean, you can have 100 parts per million. But it gets toxic at that level, according to the experts we've talked to. So 30 parts per million, we believe, is the best formula. InfoWarsLife.com. 30% off Silver Bullet for a limited time. And InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site. Okay, going back to the defense expert. Working in the Pentagon for 30 years, Mr. Maloof, writing for WorldNet Daily. We'll have to abbreviate this interview and have him back up next week for a longer, in-depth interview and to take calls. I was getting into the fact, who are the elements in Washington that want to turn loose a Saudi Arabian takeover jihad? What is the end game? What are the people pushing this thinking they're doing? What happens when there's ISIS blowback in the West, Mr. Maloof?
Yeah, well, it's the administration itself at the highest levels on his national security team. Obama's been very supportive of the Saudis. He upset them greatly by not backing Mubarak at a critical time that he needed them, and we see it even today. The Saudis have announced that they plan to go their own independent route. But this problem has been brewing for quite some time. This administration sought to placate the Saudis very early on in backing these jihadi groups to try to oust Assad, and at the same time to put pressure on al-Maliki, who was clearly Shia, in order to convince him to bring in more Sunni participation. But you had them supporting constantly the Sunnis, not only in Syria. But then that had an overflow into Iraq. And General Flynn saw very early on that by supporting the Sunnis in Syria, there would be the potential for setting up a caliphate or a principality, as it was called, inside of Iraq as well. And they predicted that 2 years before the administration expressed astonishment and surprise that ISIS had built up the way that they had. But it was all calculated. It's like one of those things of we create this monster and then the monster turns on us. And that's precisely what happened after Afghanistan. It happened again after Bosnia. By giving them the arms, we basically supported them, and including the Free Syrian Army. We had major programs underway to provide arms to the Free Syrian Army. Most of them today, and I've talked to General Vallely about this. He says, for all intents and purposes, they've gone to ISIS and to other jihadi groups today as a consequence.
Mr. Maloof, you've got the contacts inside D.C. I talked to a lot of people that are currently officers in the military. They say this is one of the worst morale events they've ever seen. It's killing recruitment. It's yes. Really making people fundamentally question, is this government pure evil at the top? We know 2 years ago the military said no to being al-Qaeda's Air Force, famously with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs at the time, Dempsey. But, again, pulling back from this, I don't see how the Obama administration thought they would get away. I guess they have gotten away with actually trying to turn al-Qaeda loose and then having its name changed to ISIS. I mean, the military obviously is speaking out when you've got two recently retired generals coming out saying they were ordered to do this. You know, the administration's behind it. So if we're seeing that on the surface, what's going on beneath the surface in the military top down?
Well, the military is demoralized, as you point out. This was not an intelligence failure. the intelligence was spot on this projection that this is what's going to happen if you take this course of action. And as General Flynn pointed out, it was a willful decision to ignore that intelligence and proceed with the policy approach of supporting these jihadists. It's one of these deals where we basically, the administration lost control of them. You had Bandar going in and providing arms and what have you to jihadi groups out of Saudi Arabia. And they still finance them to this day. And it wasn't just Saudi Arabia. It was UAE and Qatar and all of the other Sunni groups that are trying to break up that Shia crescent, as they describe it. Look, it's not, you know, Iran has its problems, but it's not the one that's supporting these jihadi groups going around killing people, beheading them, setting up these sex slave systems. And now supporting ISIS, which is now threatening the U.S., Saudi Arabia, it's the Sunnis. And this is, I don't know how you get a hold of, get a handle on this at this point, but it is out of control. And this administration is totally oblivious to it.
I've studied history, but I didn't work in, you know, secret operations like you did for 30 years. But I've certainly interviewed hundreds of experts. I've studied it. Am I wrong in saying this is the most bold, out of control, fund the bad guys, dirty action that I've ever seen? And then it doesn't even bring down Iran and the mullahs, the corrupt Shiites. It seems to actually embolden them and make them look like good guys in the region. It just seems like a horrible move, even from a Machiavellian perspective. But America isn't supposed to do Machiavellian things, but it's beyond Machiavellian. It seems like, and I hear this 7-8 years ago when he was running and didn't believe it, it seems like Obama may actually be either in a power play or spiritually aligned with the radical Wahhabist, and that this is a imperial power play to take over the Middle East. And Obama's over there bowing down to the Saudi kings. I mean, I hate to say it, but the only way this makes sense is that the president and some of the neocons, even, who we know hang out over there, have secretly converted to Wahhabism.
Well, that's the problem. They basically are now supporting the Saudis. And they perceive the enemy to be Iran, and we've seen that kind of discussion going on as a result of the nuclear agreement and all the discussion that has surrounded that. But this has emboldened Obama to continue this. I think what's happened is that they probably began to put the brakes on a little bit, but it was too late. It has gotten out of control. These guys have come into their own. They're able to get weapons. They're heavily financed as a result of the oil stuff that they've been able to acquire. And now even the Saudis in recent days have try to team up with Moscow to no longer and with Syria to actually be a go-between with Syria to no longer try to topple Assad, but try to offset ISIS's influence. I mean, the whole thing has just turned around again.
So ISIS is even double-crossing Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You see, Saudi Arabia was supporting ISIS so that they wouldn't attack Saudi Arabia, but that's no longer valid. I mean, now they do have eyes on Mecca and Medina, and they used to be able to pay bribes. One of the princes would go over to pay off Al Qaeda years ago, not to invade Saudi Arabia, but now ISIS has become so big. I mean, I've written other stories that suggest that by taking down Northern Africa, They're and laying groundwork in Libya. This is forming the basis now for a takeover of all of the African continent. They are spreading like wildfire, and they're acting very independently. Although they swear allegiance to al-Baghdadi and to ISIS, but he's basically allowing these groups to do their thing, and that's what we're seeing today. And now it's out of control. When I asked the Defense Department recently, at a press interview, what is our policy toward these other groups that are forming and swearing allegiance? They said our focus is only on Iraq and Syria. Well, that focus clearly is
It's
too little, too late.
Well, I was against going into Iraq because I thought it would stir up radical elements and actually make them the underdog and victims and would empower radical elements of Islam. I'm no rocket scientist, but I think, you know, we see that's the case.
Yeah.
But now all over Europe, they're arresting members of parliaments, city council people. If they say radical Islam has to be dealt with, you know, it's like the Nazis, which I think it is, then they're arresting people. They're fining people. And so there's this bizarre alliance with the socialist communist left in the United States. And I see feminists promoting Islam like it's a cultural thing to put bags on women's heads and radical Islam and not let them drive cars and sexually mutilate them. But then if I wear pants and I'm a man, that inherently is bad. But then radical Islam is good. This seems like the West is trying to commit suicide.
Well, they again, this is a problem that has gotten out of control, and we need to put it back into. I don't know how you put that genie back into the bottle at this point, except to prepare for the worst.
Well, you were a Pentagon analyst. What do you think is going to end up happening now that ISIS, I mean, we went from Al-Qaeda being basically disabled and falling apart to now ISIS, what, 10 times bigger than Al-Qaeda, 20 times?
Oh, yeah, they're spreading like crazy. I see them spreading into caucuses. In fact, I was talking to some of my contacts in the country of Georgia, and they're getting a lot of recruits out of there now. That's a Christian country, predominantly an Eastern Orthodox country. And a lot of the leadership today of ISIS, the top military strategist for ISIS today is a Georgian. But he's Muslim. He's out of the Pankisi Gorge. But now you have then you have it spreading in clearly into South Asia and particularly Pakistan. I did a story recently quoting one of my very discreet sources in Afghanistan, part of our U.S. military. He basically told me that the Pakistani ISI, the Inter-Service Intelligence Directorate, is now funding ISIS in Afghanistan. In addition to the Taliban, and the Taliban, because now that Omar is dead, they're now switching allegiance to ISIS. So this thing is just accumulating like a snowball going down.
Sure.
The mountain.
What is the White House going to do when there's more ISIS attacks? We've already had two. What are they going to do when there's bigger ISIS attacks? I think undoubtedly it's going to happen in Europe or here at least.
Yes.
I mean, how are they going to spin that?
Well, I think Obama basically has washed his hands. He's already looking to retirement. So, he, as you pointed out, he wants to, and others have pointed out, that he wants to find $1 billion to establish his legacy. That's what he's focusing on. They basically have washed their hands of this, and they're doing nothing about it. And there is no leadership out of the White House.
Sure.
And this is what's the problem.
Well, I used to have a lot of insiders say, Alex, there are some conspiracies, there are combines, there are bad grips, but mainly it's ineptitude, laziness, and cronyism. And I think more and more that is what's happening, because you look at all the people they've got running the State Department now and ordering the Pentagon around. I've studied these people. I've read their writings. They know less than I do about geopolitics, and they're running things. This is dangerous.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble right now, and it's going to take someone with a we've got to begin weaning from the Saudi, placating the Saudis, and really start hitting the financial flows where these people are getting their money from, and be able to deal with that and actually work with our allies to try and put a stop to it. Now, even the British and the French were involved with us in backing these jihadi groups at a time when we were thinking of trying to overthrow Assad. We should
Michael
be
Maloof, do 5 more minutes with us. We're back in 70 seconds. I want you to be able to finish up and talk about.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.